This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX 50 is suggesting a big gap up opening, building on the gains of Friday. Currently, the SGX Nifty is up 150 points, taking cues from the strong gains that US markets recorded on Friday and last week. On Friday, the Dow was up 823 points, 2.7% in terms of gains, the S&P 500 rallying 3%, NASDAQ up 3.3%. US markets also recorded their first positive week since May, and that is aiding the sentiment in Asian markets and the SGX Nifty. The FIs continue to sell. They sold 2,354 crore in the cash market on Friday. That could cap the sentiment in the market and keep in traders a bit cautious. The DIs bought 2,213 crore in the cash market on Friday. What are the big cues to track? Well, there is some resistance around that 16,000 mark, 15,800 to 16,000. Let's see whether we can conquer that. The GST Council meet on the 28th and 29th of June. Daily COVID updates, the progress of monsoon, and the futures and options expiry for the month of June on Thursday. In terms of important stocks, you've got Zomato, which is going to be acquiring Blinkit in an all-cash deal, which values Blinkit at $650 million. Blinkit is a quick commerce marketplace, delivers grocery and other essentials to customers. While their order growth has been very strong, the cash burn stands at $165 million on an annualized basis for last year. DRL has entered a settlement for an opioid dependence drug called Suboxone, for which DRL, that's Dr. Reddy's, will receive $72 million by 2024. Bajaj Auto to consider a board buyback today in its board meeting. And keep your eye on Federal Bank, which has announced that it will have a board meeting on the 30th of this month to consider some fundraising. Thank you for listening to this podcast.